Now time for Locker Room Chat with Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan after their 66-32 win against Onega. And coach, I mean, you guys had a solid overall effort on offense, I feel like, for the most part. Brent Schmelzley had 15 points, led the way in scoring. Also had Grant Bussing with 14. He played really well in the third quarter, had a couple of big-time baskets that were able to keep you guys separated from Onega. Also, Eli Brockstrom, he had 13, and Colin Shaughnessy, he had 10. So overall, a fairly good scoring effort, and right around your season average for you guys.
Yeah, they did a good job. We were, you know, kind of, they kind of did something different on defense. They kind of had their big man, their five, sitting in the lane, and we, you know, at first we kind of weren't attacking in, and then we kept telling him to attack, and we put him in some situations where he had to go decide to help or stay back, and Grant definitely was the beneficiary of him. When he went and helped, they found Grant, and Grant had easy put-ins for easy points, and so when he put them in, and that's what we wanted to see. Sometimes you kind of get, when you see a big body in the lane like that, you kind of back away from it and stay out of there, but we kept attacking it, and we found ways to, you know, get around and penetrate, and so I was pleased with what we did offensively. I think our pace was a little slow for what we like to do, but I think that's gonna, and credit to Onega. Sometimes they, you know, they run offense for a long time and they kind of get you, lull you to sleep, and then when you get the rebound or you get a miss or you get the ball back, you kind of don't push it. So we kept trying to urge that out of them, and you know, we thought that they did a better job in the third and fourth quarter of pushing the tempo a little bit and playing at our pace, but overall, good night for everybody, and you know, we'll continue to build off that performance.
Here with Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan, and big game coming up here on Friday against Clifton Clyde at home. You feel like this one's going to be pretty evenly matched, you told me before this?
Yeah, it's, you know, two teams that return. I think both teams returned four starters from last year. Both teams made state tournaments last year. Right now, as far as, you know, both teams are averaging about the same amount of points, giving up about the same amount of points. And so, you know, it's kind of, we're excited for the opportunity to play a team of this quality and try to see where we're at. It's kind of more a measuring stick game for us and kind of seeing, you know, what we have to do to work on to get better and prepare ourselves for, you know, not only the TBL tournament, but in February, in the February and start of March for sub-state and hopefully a trip to state.
Yeah, second consecutive game for you guys in TBL play after going a full month without playing a TBL opponent, with your first game being against Donovan West, and then we'll have the TBL tournament coming up and a game against Hanover as well. That's going to be another tough matchup for you guys coming up next Tuesday as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck in a couple of big games coming up this week.
All right, thank you, Jared.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.